Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think that there is a connection that moms make with sons that is not always a healthy one. And so when that young woman shows up, well, she's kind of feels like it's the competition.
Or that she's intruding on something.
Or that she's intruding on the relationship. And in all fairness, some daughters-in-law come to the relationship loaded for bear, Susie.
Yeah.
Maybe they've seen maybe their sisters or friends, or even they've watched their mother struggle with her mother-in-law, the young woman's grandmother, and really comes to believe, you know, this is not a relationship that's ever really going to be good. And when it's not, we're not surprised, and we do little about it. I know when my daughter-in-law, Heather, was expecting her first child, who was a little boy, at her shower, everyone was praying over her and offering her advice and blessings, and I was the last person to go. And I looked her full in the face, and I said, "Sweetheart, you're going to wonder how you ever drew a breath on this planet before that baby appeared in your life, and he's going to be just as crazy about you. A mom who's an athlete and loves everything related to sports. It's a match made in heaven." But I said to her, "Your life and ultimately his will be so much simpler if you'll remember one important thing, and that is you were never meant to be the most important woman in his life.
Mm-hmm.
That just like you came for my son, someday, honey, somebody's coming for yours."
Yeah.
And I think that that's really part of the challenge. We don't think about what will happen when that other woman shows up. And she's supposed to.
And it just goes to show you, Deb, that it requires humility on both sides, because you can have a godly mother-in-law and a snarky, selfish, insecure daughter-in-law, or you can have a godly daughter-in-law and a snarky, impossible-to-please, you know, mother-in-law. In fact, I was just struck by this story about how you wrote how one daughter-in-law, oh, this just broke my heart, she now boycotts holidays with her husband's family because the gift she received the prior year was a hand-me-down secondhand gift, when in fact, it was a prized piece of family jewelry, an heirloom highly valued by the mother-in-law, which she gave as a confirmation of her love for her son's wife. And I'm like, ah! What advice do you have, first of all, for that daughter-in-law? And then I want you to give advice to that son and then to that mother-in-law.
Well, I think for the daughter-in-law, I would remind her, hey, she can't be all bad. She raised the man of your dreams. So she gets a little bit of credit there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, if daughters-in-law, if young women would remember that someday those sweet babies that they're raising are going to walk away and make other people, their spouse, more important in their life than their parents. That reality, I have to tell you, Susie, is tough for young women. They're so embroiled in the raising of their children, and it just doesn't occur to them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.